Yo, Foul Hook Whitey's back with Brandon Booty. Episode 2 of More Worthless Content. Booty, what do you got?
What?
Do some filler talk. I don't fucking care.
Some filler?
I'm joking. Oh, shit. That's all right. You got it
there. I'm not good at filler.
Yeah, that's all right. So I've got plenty to talk about. And one thing I want to talk about today is something that's interesting to me because I'm a retailer in the sport.
Okay.
I've sold millions of dollars in fly gear, like millions over 17 seasons. And, you know, there's no doubt that the sport of fly fishing can produce a trend, a gimmick.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. And I'm not throwing gimmick out there as a setup for dissing on any one of our, you know, 20 plus listeners. But to me, as far as, you know, the number one gag, the number one gimmick, the number one, you know, pretty huge at first, and then fucking faded like an NFL running back.
Can I guess it?
Of course you can.
I can guess
it. We're partners. Guess away.
No offense. Oh, but is it Tenkara?
It is. Fuck, okay. It is. Why did we go there? I mean, you know, so Tenkara, you know, it kind of came to me in, I don't know, must have been 10 plus years ago. Right in there, right? And all of a sudden, you know, shit was like fire. It was fire.
Good advertising, I guess.
It's like, I don't know. Fire for sissies. I mean, I say that because, you know, I'll get into it. But when I say fire, I mean it. You know, it's kind of like fucking Euro rods right now. You know, in the 15 plus years I've retailed in fly fishing, there's never been a new technique. And those of you out there that are good Euro guys who are sitting there saying, it's not fucking new. They've been doing it since, you know, fucking Scotland in 18, blah, blah, blah. I don't fucking know. But new in the sense that it's marketed to a lot of people. I have sold a ton of Euro rods. A fucking ton.
Okay.
And I've sold a ton of Euro flies. So, you know, I'm not talking about Euro, you know, nymph fishing here. I'm talking about Tenkara. And, you know, the reason that number one Tenkara for me is weird right off the fucking bat is because you're not fucking casting a fly line. I mean, I realized, you know, the 15, 18, 25 feet, you know, it's tied to the fucking tip. You know what the connection point on a Tenkara rod where it joins the floating line, which is basically, you know, an even running line to where the leader starts? Okay. You know what they call that thing?
What's that?
A lily. I'm fucking serious. Like, again, there's something at the top of these Tenkara rods which are telescopic.
Yeah, so right? is the line, I never got
it. It's like a fucking like fabric loop or something.
Is the line just tied to the straight tip of the rod?
Yes, but just, I mean, let's just for a second just, you know, just talk about the fact that it's called a fucking lily.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
What the fuck? I mean, that doesn't help their cause at all, right? I mean, dudes like you and me, you know, which are gorillas. But, you know, gorillas have compassion, right? I'm not dissing on anybody for nymphing.
Yeah.
They're fucking good.
I don't see why you can't use a regular rod for it.
Well, here's that goes without saying.
Yeah.
But here, so besides the lily, you know, Tenkara rods, there's no fucking reel. I mean, you know that, right?
Yeah. It's okay. Just tied to the end.
There's no reel on that, a Tenkara right? rod. I mean, they can do it. Like they you know, it's a viable way to fish with a fly. It is. Okay. I've got friends that are good anglers that they fucking love it.
But are they
and they still love it.
Are they catching like is it meant for like small stream, small fish? What is it?
Thank you for, you know, giving me that input, because most of those guys that are accomplished with a Tenkara rod, and it's very hard for me to say that. Accomplished and Tenkara in the same sentence. They love the convenience of having a fucking 10 or 12 foot rod that fucking breaks down to, you know, 15, 18 inches.
That makes sense. Yep. So like if you're
they put it in their fucking, you know, Tenkara belt or
if
something.
If you're like hiking to like a
that's it.
Yep. A
that's,
stream that's or lake it. Or yep. something. Okay.
Yep. So then also with Tenkara, in terms of, you know, Tenkara, number one, I should have brought a little bit of history, which of course I don't know. Right? You know, I'm short on facts. Tenkara's been fucking done, I think, for 100 fucking years.
Dang.
Yeah, I mean, I think Tenkara's like been done for decades.
And honestly, when you think about it, that's probably that's the simplest form of fishing. Probably the first ever tying a line to a stick.
To a lily.
to a lily.
To a lily.
And dipping it in the water.
Yeah, I mean, right? You know, I think it's, you know, developed in Japan as a technique. Kind of like that fucking cane rod thing, right? Just that high sticking.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, it obviously works. And your comment about it, you know, being telescopic and dropping down to that short distance for people that are hiking to mountain lakes, it doesn't weigh anything. I mean, there's a lot of values to it. But you know where it comes up short is, true or false, the funnest thing we do with a fly is cast a weight forward floating line.
Yeah, like,
jeez. I mean, right?
Yeah,
you know, shooting a floating line and putting it there, and, you know, false casting and just getting in that rhythm is, to me, the sport part of fly fishing.
And even fishing slow, at least you're casting, I guess.
I mean, you know, it's just the act of, you know, it's just the act of letting that fucking rod load.
Yeah.
And then bringing it forward at the right time and putting it on the spot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's to me is really fun. Okay. You're not fucking doing that with a 10 car rod.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what you are doing, but so 10 car USA, when I carried 10 car rods, and I did.
I never knew that. Okay.
I did quite a while ago. I mean, again, when you know, every fourth customer is walking in asking for a fucking 10 car rod.
At some point, you have no choice.
You got to carry it, totally. And you know, the thing about it is it was initially, once it really started to get some knowledge as far as being out there, people knowing about it, they were fucking buying them, right? They were buying them mostly newbies. So, like, a newbie would get the information on a 10 car rod. Not a lot, you know, not a lot of streamer guys, you know, went down to fucking fishing a 10 car rod.
Maybe they're thinking, oh, that looks a lot easier. Let me try that. You know what I mean? Maybe that's their thought.
10 car was promoted in the United States in my optics, right? By Master Craig Matthews out of West Yellowstone. You know that man?
Yeah.
Blue Ribbon Flies. I mean, that Craig Matthews is fucking, like, he's fucking Roger Staubach or something. I mean, you know, he's just been in the industry forever. He's a great tire. His shop was, you know, I mean, really well known in a great fly fishing hub like West Yellowstone.
Yeah.
You know, Craig's legit. He's tied for me here once. So with Craig, he's partnered up with Yvon Chouinard. You've heard of Yvon?
No, I haven't.
Okay,
I haven't.
Yvon Chouinard is, you know, fucking, you know, Patagonia founder.
Okay.
Well, that's fucking big. Like, yeah, that's really big. That cat's big. I mean, he really is. And he's a huge conservationist, and he's a huge donator to, you know, maintaining public lands. And, you know, Yvon is probably, you wish fly fishing had 1,000 of him. You know, he's really put his money where his mouth is. Okay. Those two promote 10 car. They did at one time. They both came out at one time and, you know, brought, you know, 24 rods. And hooked up a bunch of crow children, teaching them to fish with it on the horn.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I think they stayed at the Bighorn River Lodge when they did that. But so they're really vested in it. But you know what's fucking weird? And this is another weird aspect to 10 car. And something that, you know, obviously this is Craig Matthews endorsed. So I fucking believe it. Okay. There was a book, an instructional book that came with these 10 car rods I sold.
Okay.
Okay. And it was written by Craig Matthews and Yvon Chouinard, or they were, you know, fucking contributors or something like that. Get this shit. If you hook up on an oversized fish, and because, you know, that fish can't run on a fucking 25, you know, foot piece of floating line tied to a lily, okay? The technique in this book that Craig Matthews endorsed was putting your fucking 10 car rod in the water, letting that fish do its fucking business. And then when it's settled down, go get the fucking rod and start to rework him again.
So wait, are they just putting the tip in? Like, just
they're complete. He would completely set the fucking rod in the water.
Let go of the rod.
Yeah, let that fish do what it was going to do until it calmed down, and then supposedly it was easier to land once you got, you know, picked up the rod, butt again in the water.
And then you find the rod again. What if he takes the rod?
I mean, I get it. There's a million questions with this stupidity. But the point is that's the weirdness of 10 car.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking, like, how do they catch a big fish on that thing?
You know, there's YouTube videos of guys catching carp on 10 car rods.
Okay, dang. Yeah. That's a big fish right there.
I think there's videos on YouTube, and I can't confirm this. I haven't seen them. But somebody said these guys catching tarpon on them.
That's insane.
So like they have baby weights. Tarpon. They have weights like baby too? Tarpon. They okay. do have weights. And you know, how much do I really know about the subject I'm acting like I know about? I don't really know anything.
That's insane. They're catching these fish.
I mean, that's a small select number of 10 car fishermen. Let me tell you, they're fucking carp fishing with a 10 car rod.
Yeah, you know.
And that technique that I described from Craig Matthews of dropping your rod in the water, letting that fish do what it does. I mean, you know, I catch through the course of fishing for trout in a year, and I fish freestones 90% of my year, 95%. I probably catch a half a dozen oversized fish, maybe three or four. Depending on the year.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's a fish that's 21, 22 inches in smaller water.
Yeah.
So to me, that's a great fish, right?
Oh, yeah. No small waters. Yeah, that's a great, great fish.
I would never even fucking consider trying to land those fuckers with a 10 car rod. I mean, it's not like it's not like a brown trout in a mud puddle is going to fucking, you know, go 80 feet away from you.
Yeah,
that's true. But they still require tension. You know, I mean, that's my thing when I get a good fish on. Put that fucking hook on him.
Yeah.
Tight.
We let the rod go now.
Tight.
Yeah, now if they run towards the rod.
Tight. Not fucking a 12-foot fucking rod that completely bows like it looks like a fucking circle.
Yeah.
That, you know, if a guy is a prolific angler with a 10-car rod, instead of coming off like I'm making fun of him, which I am, you got to give that fucker some credit.
Yeah, I mean,
Jesus.
If they catch fish like that on it, then that, I yeah, mean,
you
not, got to.
You don't even have the ability to pee, you know, the fish doesn't even have the ability to pee a little bit of line off. And you know as well as I do, you know, you catch something on your river that's in that 21, 22 to 24 inch class, he's going to fucking peel off some line.
Hey, even that 17 inch, so, yeah, you know, I mean, those fat they're, 17 inch rainbows. Yeah, they're going to peel off
some line. Yeah. So why do I bring that up? I bring that up because I'm going to say this, and I'm going to upset people. And I know for a fact that when 10 car kind of soured with retailers like me, not for any reason other than the fact that, I don't know, it's just pretty much everything I've said in the last 10 minutes, right? I know I've lost customers. I mean, I've got a 10 cars for pussy sticker. And you know it's beautiful because you know it's got 10 cars for pussies and like Japanese writing, and then it's got a Miss Kitty with boots on, you know, which is a play on you know Nippon, Japan,
right.
So you know that's somebody that's got a you know 10 cars for pussy sticker is not going to is not going to endear 10 car enthusiasts, and there's plenty of those out there. At least there were. So, finally, did you ever meet Bo Bolton?
I don't think so.
Okay, no. You know who I'm talking about? Okay, Bo worked for me. Bo basically built my website.
Okay.
Yep, he did it from the ground up. He actually built two because the first, you know, Bo passed away about a year ago.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
You know, it was hard. You know, Bo was a great friend, and Bo was appreciated and loved by a lot of people. I mean, that's Bo's legacy to me is just how many people liked him. You know, I'm going to basically be left, you know, with, you know, three children missing me, right? Not Bo. Bo is really loved by a lot of people. And the reason I'm bringing Bo up is of course, he's not listening to this fucking terrible broadcast, right? But if he was, he would laugh right now because Bo fucking hated Tenkara. I mean, I don't hate Tenkara, but Bo hated Tenkara. It just got under his skin. And he kind of used that with some of our posts. Some of our comments, and you know when 10 car was like hot, and I'll give that part of the sport credibility in the sense that there was a period when it was hot,
and that was what eight 10 years ago.
I mean it was right in there, and you know I'm gonna call 10 car, I'm gonna call this episode, you know, a fad, because you know I sit in here 5-6 days a week. I don't get anybody ever asking for 10 car anything anymore. Yeah, honestly, like at all.
Yeah, I used to see ads on it all the time. Yeah, okay. Now I don't really see.
Okay, see, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that, you know, even though there's obviously people still 10 car fishing, I think, you know, the seriousness of it was really just a shot in the arm temporary. It was a fad.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it was a fad. And go ahead.
No, just, okay. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, and why was Tenkara a fad? Why? Because of everything I've described. Not really being able to cast any distance. Having to set your rod in the water when you got a big fish on. Isn't that fucking crazy?
That's just crazy to think about.
They fucking showed pictures. How to fucking do it. So, you know, kind of, Tenkara is quirky. Tenkara is effective. And Tenkara is really fucking dirty. Right? It's kind of all those things in one. And, you know, I'm glad it's not in my face anymore. Because, I mean, I got to admit, it did bug me. I mean, it did bug me. And it bugged me to the point where even when you could still sell the rods, and obviously you probably could still sell the rods, even when you could still sell the rods, I mean, it just bugged me. I didn't want to sell them.
Oh, it's just like, why buy one of those when you can buy
a regular fly rod? That might be the most credible comment of the whole episode is what you just said. Yeah. It's like, why would you do that instead of an 80-foot line, a 90-foot line?
The only thing I can think of is beginners thinking like casting looks hard and they don't have to cast, so it just looks easier to do.
I can assure you that like when people bring up why they do it, the word easy is a big part of it. And I don't mean easy, meaning these guys, you know, don't have any game whatsoever. I just mean it's easy in terms of the setup, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You fucking bust that thing out, you got your line on your lily already. And I'll never get over the fact that they fucking use the word lily. All right, so that's it. Anything else?
No.
All right, Foul Hooked Whitey, Brandon Booty, out.